As the investigation into the Marathon bombings moves overseas, life in Boston is slowly returning to normal. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the reopening of Boylston Street today and about at least one bombing victim who's transitioning to rehab. But first, another memorial service. More than 4,000 people attended the outdoor memorial at MIT today for campus police officer Sean Collier. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there for the tribute.
MIT isn't really known for people who dress up, but this time almost everyone did. Slacks, dresses, many of them black. It took 2 hours for everyone to go through metal detectors and take their seats. As they filed in, the sun broke through the clouds and a light breeze fluttered the giant American flag hung from fire engine ladders behind the stage in front of them.
Detail, present, humps!
An honor guard carried Sean Collier's casket and placed it in front of the stage. His brother, Rob Rogers, looked out at the crowd with the ranks of police officers. They were wearing dress uniforms and carrying scores of flags. Some units were from as far away as Canada.
People have asked me if Sean were here, what would he think? Are you kidding me? He would love this. So you got sirens, flashing lights, formations, people saluting, bagpipes, taps, the American flag. He would have loved it. He was born to be a police officer, and he lived out his dreams.
Collier's boss, MIT Police Chief John DiFava, remembered him as an inherently good guy, someone who wanted to volunteer at a homeless shelter, someone who went on hiking trips with MIT grad students, someone who wanted to keep people safe.
What made Sean so good? There are many reasons, but I believe the most important is the fact that he was the same person in uniform that he was when he wasn't wearing the uniform. His caring and compassion was genuine, without duplicity, and because of this depth of character, he was able to achieve a level of trust with people of all backgrounds that was truly remarkable.
And that, the chief said, served Collier well at MIT, where many students come from countries with different perceptions of police. DiFava says MIT was lucky to have him.
Shower the people you love with love, but show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna be much better if we only will.
James Taylor broke up the spoken tributes with music, playing with the MIT Symphony Orchestra and with singer ensembles. Other speakers included MIT President Raphael Reif, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Vice President Joe Biden. He moved from the personal tributes and put Collier's death in the larger perspective.
Why, whether it's Al-Qaeda central out of the Fatah or two twisted, perverted, cowardly knockoff jihadis here in Boston, why do they do what they do?
Biden said it's pointless. He told the crowd Boston will not yield to terrorism and neither will America.
Even though I am not a Bostonian, I am absolutely certain that next year's Boston Marathon will be bigger, more spectacular, and attended by more people than any marathon in the history of the United States of America. Because that's who you are.
A bugle sounded taps at the end of the service, and then police and rescue helicopters flew over in formation. MIT senior Haley Kopp was wearing a badge that said Collier Strong. She says the ceremony moved her.
I think it just reaffirms that Boston and MIT are family. It's not just a city, it's not just a campus. We really are a family and a community, and this just definitely proves that fact.
To remember Sean Collier, MIT is creating a memorial fund in his name. A Collier Medal will be awarded to individuals who demonstrate his values. He's also been made an honorary graduate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.